Every year or so, counties have to wrestle with what to do with unclaimed human remains. Yesterday, Pierce County gave its extra human remains a memorial service. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to Tacoma to observe the ceremony.
As a culture, we've always had a place to put people we don't know when they die. The Potter's Field, the common grave. In Pierce County, they get cremated and placed up on a shelf in the medical examiner's office. That shelf has gotten crowded lately. So medical examiner Thomas Clark decided to give those unclaimed ashes a decent burial. At sea.
We considered scattering them on Mount Rainier, and the sentiment in the office was that Puget Sound was the best place to do that.
The Pierce County Sheriff loaned us his boat. Our vessel leaves the dock. Clouds choke the sky. It wants to rain, but the rain just won't come. Chaplain Larry Huffman says a few words.
Ecclesiastes 12 says that if the dust of man shall return to the earth from where it came, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
Who is this? This is an unidentified person who was found in a field.
The man he pours into the sea had so little. Cremation reduced him even further.
The body's mostly water, and of course that's gone, so we're left with the solid parts. Calcium, carbon, phosphorus, they're just elements that make up the body.
The medical examiner's office receives a lot of human remains, ashes, or bodies which soon get turned into ashes. It's Ryan Thill's job to try to find the next of kin. Her search begins with a dead person's name, if she has it.
Have they been in the hospital before? If so, who's listed for emergency contact? Have they been in jail before?
Sometimes she gets lucky and flushes out a relative, but those relatives don't always want the ashes. The remains are stacked in a corner of the boat. They come in vessels of many shapes and sizes, simple cardboard boxes, elaborate ceramic containers. Amber Larkins is a manager in the medical examiner's office. She holds up a container that caught her eye.
It's just a little tin urn with some rust on it and a little heart with some roses. And it's a smaller tin than the other urn that it's with. And these were found together, so we're thinking the size of this is probably her pet or maybe a child. These remains were both found in a suitcase in a parking lot of Walmart.
The medical examiner and his staff poured the ashes of about 23 people into the water. Some of them had been homeless. Many were old and estranged from their families.
Sung Hui Lachette died October 22, 2010 in Olympia, Washington, 62 years old, was a widower with no children, no living next of kin in the U.S., and unknown if any are living in Korea.
These people have only strangers to mourn them.
Working in this office, do you get used to death after a while?
You do get used to death, just the physical aspect of death, the bodies and what we have to do. That part, yes. The emotional part, is. I don't think you'd ever get used to that.
It is a sad situation in some ways, but I think being scattered on Puget Sound is not a bad end.
The boat docks and everyone goes home or back to work. Finally, the rain starts. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.